I met my mother for the first time when I was 21 years old. So I'm going to tell you that story. I always knew I was adopted. I was adopted at birth, which is already pretty lucky. I was an unwanted child and I had a great family. So I could stop there and I'd be lucky. But, you know, my parents tried to do everything they could for me. They tried to spoil me rotten within their means. But the one thing they wouldn't give me was any information about my birth and about where I came from. And, you know, this is important to all of us. This is primal. It was something I always wanted. Especially when you're a teenager and your parents are really square and you're like, I am so not their kid. We all feel that way. But I could say that. Like, I could be like, you know what? You're not even my mom. But they wouldn't tell me anything. And one night we were at a steak restaurant. And I really pushed it. I said, I want you to tell me everything you know about my birth mother. And my mother wouldn't let me. She wouldn't let up. She said, you can't do this. You can't just go to somebody's house and ring their doorbell and say, I'm your kid. You could ruin her marriage. You could ruin her life. You have no right. And so I had to sign a solemn vow, basically, with my mother that I would never do that. And then after that dinner was over, because obviously that conversation was going nowhere, my father took me aside. I think my mom was in the bathroom or something. And my dad took me aside and he said, you know, I never knew who my father was. I know what you're feeling. And I can tell you that she went to Bartlett High School. And that meant a lot to me because I went to that same high school. And he said, and her name was Gail Patrick. And that name meant nothing to me, like it means nothing to you. But I definitely internalized it. And my dad said, I bet if you went to their library and looked at their yearbooks, you might find something. And the very next opportunity, I went to the library and I looked at the yearbooks, and it took me less than an hour to find a picture of my own mother. And when I did that, I was 18 years old. And in that picture, she was 18 years old. And it was a pretty big deal. And I got a photocopy of that yearbook, and I kept that picture of her. And the resemblance was amazing, P.S. It was amazing, and we wore our hair the same way and everything, and it was the first time I had seen a family resemblance. So a few years later, I'm sitting in a summer class, and the professor calls roll. This is in college. And he calls the name of a woman named Tina Patrick. And I'm like, ooh, that last name, Patrick, that's me. I wonder if I'm related to that lady. Because she was older than the rest of us. She was in her 30s. We're all about 19, 20, 21. But she was one of those, you know, continuing ed kind of students. So at the first opportunity, I went over to her in the break time and I said, did you say your name was Tina Patrick? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, so are you related to the Gail Patrick that went to Bartlett High School? She goes, yeah, Gail's my sister-in-law. How do you know Gail? She's a friend of my mom's. And she said, oh, that's so funny that you would call her Gail Patrick after she's been married all these years. And I'm like, yeah, I know, you know, married all these years, yeah. She's great, right? And she's like, yeah, Gail's great. And then I went to the ladies' room and hyperventilated. And I thought about it nonstop for the next few days. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was crying a lot. And then it occurred to me, what luck. I swore a solemn vow that I would never go and knock on her door, but I never swore a solemn vow that her sister-in-law wouldn't call her up and say, guess who I met today in class? I didn't sign that vow. And so the next day I was in class and I went up to Tina and I said, I need to talk to you in the hallway about Gail. And she's like, she had this really thick Arkansas accent. She's like, well, if you want to talk about Gail, if you got a problem with her, I don't want to get involved. And I said, I don't have a problem with her, but I think we need some privacy. I just need to talk to you about something. And I'm sure I was all sweaty. And she looked at me like I was completely insane, which I was. And we went out into the hallway, and she's like, what? And I said, look, I'm not going to waste your time. Gail's not a friend of my mother's. Gail is my mother.